The average black person right out there on George Avenue, you ask them, who controls my life more than anybody else? You gotta say, I control my own life, man. I'm my own man. I'm 21 years old. Where did you learn that? See, somebody had to teach you that. And who is the somebody? White people tell you that you're a man at 21. The truth of the matter is, see, if you're dealing with that word truth, difference between what you've been told and what's truth. Truth is that which is. That's a made-up definition, compensatory definition. That I made up. Think is accurate. When is a black person, under the system of white supremacy, a black male, a man? That's a question. The answer is never. 21, 48, I'm 73, still a boy. That's why they call me boy. They are not calling me out of my name. That is a correct title. A boy is dependent on a man. That's the difference. A man is not dependent on a boy. A man tells a boy what to do, and the boy has to do it. So within the racial context, the white people on this planet who believe in white supremacy tell me what to do. That makes me a boy. And I can protest it and all like that, but I still got to do it if they decide, well, Fuller, you say you don't want to do it, but you got to do it. Well, why do I have to do it? Because I said so. Well, it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But that's the way I feel about it, Fuller. Now, are you going to do it or not? Because I don't have time to argue with you, and I can hurt you so that I don't have to argue with you. Now, can you put a hurt on me? This is the moment of truth. Can you hurt me as much as I can hurt you? The answer is no. You, your whole family, all your buddies, you all depend on me to run your hospitals, even when you kill each other. So shut up. You're talking to a man. You can't even run a hospital. You don't have a hospital. You say, well, we got Howard University Hospital. We got. How do you think you got it? Who do you think it's named after? Wake up. This is the real world. You keep talking about keeping it real. You don't know what real is, boy. I'll show you real. Been showing your grandparents long before you were born. Looked like you got to get the message too. That's the white supremacist talking. See, they make good on their threats, and it don't take them about 5 minutes to do it. They don't have to put it off 2 or 3 months to get ready. What do you do about it? First thing you do, you have to know. When you are in the bottom of the slave ship, you have to know that that's where you are, and don't pretend. See, because black males particularly love to pretend, and black females love to go along with the pretense. Because, you know, when you get just so tired and beaten down, you like to have something going for you. So we make up stuff. And it's not healthy. I'm a man. See, getting back to that M-A-N. No. See, you're lying to yourself. And that is the worst form. Let's deal with this word respect. Because black people kill each other about that. Man, you ain't going to diss me. In front of my homies, you are not going to diss me. Because I'll kill you.